What's up, everybody? Welcome to Love Her Melanin, where we celebrate all things that are Black and feminine, whatever that means to you. Happy Sunday. Hopefully Sunday is when I post. But happy Sunday. Hope your week was going good. Today I have a very special guest, and this person means a lot because I look up to his work a lot, and I see his work everywhere, and I look up to what he does. So, ladies and gentlemen, give it up for APM. Woo!
World peace.
So, this man needs no introduction, but I'm going to give him a little taste of who you are and what you do so that they know where to check you out. So APM, what does APM stand for? First of all, tell us what APM stands for.
APM is initials to my name actually, and then
Oh,
like
okay. So
almost everybody in the family has APM in their name. So my dad, my granddad, my big brother, and myself. And yeah, a few other people, a few other legends in the family.
Okay, so it's APM World.
Yeah.
He is a videographer, photographer. You've definitely seen his work, whether it's WizKid, whether it's Stone Boy, whether it's any MSG shows, you've definitely seen his work somewhere. He's been posted on, I want to say, Radar Magazine. You've been posted on The Shade Room. You've been posted on, there's one more, but it's slipping my mind.
It's a lot. It's
It's a
not
lot. Like,
lying.
there was one more that I saw on like a page, but it's slipping my mind. But you've
Yeah.
definitely seen his work somewhere. His work has gone viral. My favorite one is the one with the flag. It's the picture with the man holding the Ghana flag, and they posted it
Yes.
with last year's Independence Day, or
Yeah.
around that time, and that picture blew. So this is someone who is very well versed in his craft and in his community, and he's someone who's very perfect to discuss what we're going to talk about today. And it's something that I rant about a lot to my friends and to other people, but I wanted to properly express it here because it's something that I feel like we talk about a lot and we complain about a lot, but we really don't know what it means. So APM, I wanted to talk to you about support. This is something that has come on. We talk about it a lot. You talk about it a lot. You see it a lot. What exactly is support, and what kind of support have you, did you get when you were like kind of coming up?
First of all, let me explain support.
Yeah,
Support
go
is
ahead.
like you, motivating somebody to continue on their path to wherever they're going to, you know what I'm saying? Whether they're trying to become musicians or artists or whatever. Everybody needs some type of support. Like,
For
you know,
sure.
it's like the energy that people invest in you to keep you going. 'Cause sometimes you might be depressed because sometimes you don't always get what you want. And for me,
Sure.
I've found my place, myself in those places so many times that sometimes I want to quit photography directly because the vibes and the energy that I'm getting from other people is not motivating me to do what I'm doing. But friends and family who are around and they go like, yo, I'm proud of you, keep doing what you're doing. And that's, you know, that little bit of support can push you far. It puts like some gas in you. And then it motivates you to even go hard on whatever you're doing. So yeah, but for me, the support I don't say I got a lot of support doing this stuff. There's a lot of politics that I have seen, and sometimes I feel like people like us in the industry, when we start talking, we might break some, you know what I'm saying, some people's hearts. So we always try to sugarcoat whatever we're saying and try to be nice and lenient instead of,
Politicking, trying to,
yes, trying to be
politically
politically
correct.
correct. And
Yeah.
oh, see, but for me, I don't usually get a lot of support. I'm gonna be really honest. Is the support I get is from few people. It's from few people, and then those people play a vital role in the industry too. So I'm grateful for that. And those people, they know themselves. They big in the community. They big in
Shout out to y'all, whoever you are.
yeah,
Shout out to you
no, they
guys.
big in the industry. And then one day, you know what I'm saying, I never forget the good people do to for me, like the good things people do for me. So one day I'm gonna come out and then, you know, shout them out in the right way. Probably I might be winning the Oscars or something. That's the
Yeah,
day
I
they're
was just
gonna
gonna
hear their
say.
names and be like, oh shit, he never forgot about us. Yes. And I and those who say the worst shit and the bad shit, I always
We
remember
love
them.
you
I know.
too. Haters are
Yeah,
our
I know.
motivators.
I always keep in mind things they said, what they were wearing, where they said it, the time. Yeah,
Not
bro.
what they were wearing.
I remember everything. Yeah, so
Remember
yeah,
all.
those support I get from the people, my you know, small circle, I really appreciate it. It keeps me going. And yeah, I'm here.
I love that. And I remember I was watching this video yesterday. My sister, shout out to Nana Ama, my big sister. She's, you
Yeah.
know, main motivation, you feel me? She posted a video, and it was just of it was like an apostle, and he was talking about a lot of you people won't get to receive the blessings from your peers because you weren't there when they were crying. And that's something that is so important because, like, for me, I hate being perceived, right? I'm a pretty extroverted person. I'm not someone who likes, like, I command attention, but I don't enjoy attention. Like, I'm not someone like Ben Pemahuasem. I don't like to be out there, ha, look at me, look at me. If it happens, it happens. So when I do certain things, and sometimes I feel like I don't get the respect I deserve because I don't have some sort of notoriety to my name, if that makes sense. So
Sense.
when you're someone who is like, we're gonna use you. So you know what I'm saying? Say if I'm coming out and I want to take pictures and stuff like that, like say because I don't have the name APM, people might not respect my work because they're just like, you don't have that. Or if you want to rap, it's like, is you have to be cool to like people, other people gotta find you cool before someone who you know co-signs you, right? And I had an epiphany because I was just like, I was talking about, I'm from Jersey, like from the New York, New Jersey area, right? So a lot of times we always complain, like, oh, people from Jersey don't support, da da da. And I'm just like, you know, you look at Atlanta, like, they're pumping out everybody. Like, it could be a hairstylist, photographer, they can be beans, they could be trash, but they pump it out. And my sister explained it to me. She was like, it's because they see something and they want to make sure that they're like a part of it. Like, it's like pre-clout chasing. So, like, you're not anywhere yet, but they want to make sure that they're up along for the ride. And I was just kind of like, it's a familiarity thing when it comes to like supporting people. Like, if someone knows you, it's like, it's easy to like, excuse my language, but it's easy to dick ride Drake because you don't know Drake. You know what I'm saying? You don't know Nicki. You don't know Beyonce. You don't know SZA. So you can be a fan and do the most because you don't know Lil Durk. But if you know me, or if you know APM, it's like, it's weird to kind of be like a super fan. And also, some people, to be honest, when you give people like support and stuff like that, they also tend to be like weird about it too. Like, I don't know how to explain it. Like, they make you look like you're weird.
100%.
Does that make sense? Like, they try to make you seem like you're weird or you're somebody fan, like, or they make you seem like you do too much. Nobody wants to feel like a fan. They want to feel like a supporter and they want to feel like they love you because they love you, but nobody wants to feel like I'm somebody's fan. Am I making sense? Like, what
Yeah,
do you
you're
think?
making sense.
What you thinking? Because like, that's how I sometimes feel, because I'm a very love out loud person. Like, if I love you and I support you, I don't expect anything back. It's because I see something. Like, for example, like, there's this local artist, his name is Prince Lucas in New York. I don't know if you know who he is. This guy, KB, he's a photographer. He posted, he I guess he did his EP pictures, and he was posting it. I was like, okay, let me take a listen to it. So I was on a bus and I was listening to it, and I was like, wow, like, I really like this guy. So I do song of the days. If you're not following me on Instagram, jazz underscore wusu, follow me, and follow me on TikTok as well to see those. If like I do song of the days and I put two of his songs in the EP, and he like showed a lot of love. But in the back of my mind, I was just like, now what if I keep like trying to push this guy, or like I keep showing love to this guy, people gonna try and look at me like I'm weird. You know what I'm saying? Like, I always have those in the back of my head. And that's why I feel like sometimes people don't like to also do too much or show too much love because they don't want to look like they're weird.
I can agree and disagree to that, but like I feel like support is free, and if it's coming out from a good place and you want to see somebody win, it doesn't matter like how much you cheer for that person. or how you do it. Nobody's gonna see you as weird unless you see yourself as weird. I feel like there's something about us, like Black people, I'm not gonna say Africans, as Black people, it's like we always think about how people are gonna see us.
That's true.
So we are always careful about what we do. But when you die today, people only cry for a week and don't give a fuck about you anymore. So why would you even think about what people think? It doesn't matter. Just show how big your heart is and do what you love. And that's why I love this hoodie. The guy gave me this hoodie. It says, do what you think. And I love it. And then that statement is so powerful that I
Are
wore
you
it to
wearing the hoodie
school.
right now?
Yeah, I'm wearing a
Let me
hoodie.
see.
This is Forgotten Faces, but this is not like a hoodie for like motivational purposes. This is like for the cold. But do what you think is so powerful, and it speaks a lot. Do what you think, because at the end of the day, you woke up and God woke you up. God put you on this and not man. So if you're supporting another man, know that you're doing God's work too, regardless of whatever. You're doing God's work by supporting. That's the same way, somebody else is somewhere supporting you too. So your input is going to determine your output.
That's true. I agree.
Yeah, but I feel like in New York people do that a lot. People
People
feel like,
are
oh
weird. Like,
yeah, in New York. But that's I call that the white noise. I don't listen to that. And me, when I'm supporting somebody, like I support wholeheartedly, I watch your shit, I add views to your shit, I'll like, I'll repost. I don't care. Like, got to a time somebody told me, like, I repost a lot of people's stuff more than people reposting my stuff. I'm like, I don't care about that. The only thing I care about is I'm showing you genuine love. Like, that's it. And they told me, I'm like promoting other people's work like I'm a promoter. And I was like, yo,
I've
man.
been told that before. I've definitely
Yeah,
been
I'm
told that
like,
before.
yo, I don't care actually. I'm just pushing other people's stuff. I don't care who pushes my stuff. But like, if you're on my page or you see the places I'm at, and then you see how I relate with other people, you know that it's genuine love, and they support me in their own way. I don't care if they don't repost me or anything, but like, I know people who, yeah, I have few friends in my corner. If they should stop promoting my heavy, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be game over. But I like how everybody's taking the time. I'm the one trying to prove to people that yo, I'm the best out here, so I'm doing my best. And I'm moving without people, just handing out shit to me. I'm doing it. The work speaks for itself. So
That's true.
you support, you don't. We don't care. We out here.
We outside.
God is the biggest plug, not humans. So
Sit you someone can someone write that down? God is the biggest plug. Don't put that if you someone put it on a t-shirt and they don't credit you, I'm suing. I'm suing.
yes.
We gotta start doing like the Abronis and start suing people. But nah, like that's true. That's so true. And like there's always like APM and I are Ghanaian, right? I don't know how many of you guys are or
Yeah,
just in
I'm
general,
West
but
African actually. So my
AP,
family
yeah.
is spread across Ghana, Togo, Benin, Nigeria. So, but
Oh, you said you wanted to flag people. You have
yeah. So,
that
but like I'm half Ghanaian, half. But I don't
He's
really. Yeah,
West
I was born
African.
in Ghana, so I always rep Ghana like heavy. But yeah, my family is spread across. So
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I rep
what's
the other
up.
side more. So if you go through my work, you see that yeah, I don't just shoot for just Ghanaian artists. I shoot for Nigerian artists, and I shoot for other Benin artists. And then I don't know if I've worked with any artists from Togo, but like yeah, Benin, Ghana, Nigeria. Yeah, I've worked with a lot of artists from those countries. Yeah.
Well, fun facts, he's from across the West Africa,
Yeah.
but
I'm African,
he's
basically.
African, period.
That's it.
We
I'm
that's
African.
all.
I've worked with South Africans. I've
No
worked with,
long talk.
yes, I've worked with everybody. Major League DJs. I've worked with
Go ahead, list your credits, list them all. This is your time to shine. List them all.
It's a lot. I can't maybe I might forget some names, but yeah, Busiswa, yeah, South African, South African artists from, is it Congo? I work with, yes, I work with a lot. So I'm African. Let's keep it that way, because we are not trying to put borders around. Now we are African as a unit. That's it. Continent. Big vibes. That's
That's how
it.
it should
Taking
be,
over the
honestly.
world.
That should be how it is, honestly. Really
Yeah.
quickly, what made you want to get into photography and videography in the first place?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. Actually, people don't know my dad was a dope photographer. Very, yeah, he was one of the like OGs. So I basically studied from my dad, and his name is Peter Mensah Agbeble, and he's an OG. Like some of the pictures you see around, like old school pictures, he probably took them, and then, but. He wasn't given credit. He wasn't credited for those pictures, but people who know, they know.
They
So
know.
yeah. So I studied from my dad. He was a videographer too, not just photography, but he was doing videos too. So I basically study a lot from him. Yeah.
That's and you just kind of okay, and then you just kind of took over the reins and you started going through. Would you
Yeah.
ever like consider directing? Like instead of
I'm
just
a director, actually.
you okay, that's what's up.
That's my strong field, and everything you see me do, including like the week of videos and stuff, I direct everything before. Like I write down what story I'm trying to tell. So every week of video that you see that I've done is always like a storytelling week. You can put it in a documentary and it's gonna stay. So yeah, basically. But what I did with Stoneboy recently was more like a storytelling week of video, like of our day-to-day activities, including the pictures. So telling stories is my stronghold, not taking pictures of models just standing and posing.
You like movement shots
Yeah,
in.
I like to tell stories because nobody's telling our story. We only have history, and that's his story. But our story, we got to tell it our own way. Because first of all, the camera was not designed for the melanin skin. So my main focus is to take pictures of melanin skin and let the colors of the let the skin color project in the nicest way as possible. Let it fit in. So that's my main objective. And I've been doing that, and I love taking pictures of like melanated skin and yeah, my white
And
people.
he does a good job. I'm about to show y'all actually. If you're just listening, you're not gonna see it, unfortunately. But I'm gonna show you like this is what he did at the Stoneboy show.
Yeah.
This is gonna be blurry, but I'll probably post them
Yeah.
with you later. But that's what he did at the Stoneboy show. Those were
Yeah.
amazing pictures. You also do like black and white pictures, but they're very
Yeah.
clear and crisp. He does this thing with what's that machine that you use that you put on like
Oh,
order?
the GoPros and shit.
Yes, he has like the GoPro, like he takes these sick shots from like the
Yeah.
audience and they'll be like above. I want to hold one day. So
Yeah, no
when you're thing,
problem.
I'll
When
stand
I
in.
see you at an event, I'll give
I was gonna
it
say like I'll be standing there and you just give it and
to you.
I'll just
But you
wave it
know
around.
the funny thing is, I've never told a lot of people this. I think only few people know about it. But my black and white pictures, I studied from my dad, like 100%. So my dad is like a sick black and white photographer. Like when it comes to black and white, because he wasn't using like Lightroom and all those stuff. They were using how do you call it, chemicals to develop the film. They had
Yeah, like in the red rooms and stuff.
yeah. So I've basically been in a red room. I was developing films from the age of three, so I know how to. Yeah, people don't know that I started with
You've
film.
been doing this, doing
Yes,
this.
so yeah, the black and white, the tricks I know when it comes to black and white was from my dad, 100%. And it's old school, but I'm still using it till
And it
today.
still works.
Yeah, it still works, and people don't understand. You like, yo, I can shoot everything in black and white, and
It will
trust
still look,
me, yes,
you won't
it's
even
lovely.
realize, like not realize, but you won't even like care. You'll
Yeah.
just see the beauty of the photo.
Yeah.
Did you ever take any formal, like, of course, it doesn't get more formal than your dad, but did you ever take any formal, like, classes or anything like that,
Nah.
education when it came to directing?
Self-taught everything. It's crazy. It's God, man. That's why I never take this shit for granted. I'm always grateful for even people allowing me to capture them, you know, to freeze time. Because what we are doing is not, it's not just for, we are not doing it for clout. We are not doing it just for like fun. Like, oh yeah, I'm just having fun with this. It's a hobby. Nah, this is life, bro. Because 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, the stories that we are the times that we are freezing right now are going to be a motivation for somebody, or is going to tell the story of this moment to somebody. So we don't have to take it for granted. Like, I feel like without pictures, we can't tell certain stories from the days of Kwame Nkrumah, the days of Fela, the days of Osei
That's a
Bisar, the
fact.
days of Kiki John. Like, we can't actually tell those stories if there was no like pictures. Some of the pictures you see them, you'd be like, oh, you understand what's going on over here. So I don't take this shit for granted. I really take this shit serious.
Even when we look at, if you're talking, because you know, said like we only have the history. Even if you look at like historical documents, that's how people. Like regular everyday people study the past and learn about what goes on is through pictures, through videos, through media, right? So like we look at old movies, like we listen to old music, we see pictures, we see photographs, we see, like captured in real time. Like remember, I mean, I'm too young for this, but like when people used to bring like cameras to the club and like they would take like pictures in the moment. Like that's how you capture like a moment, and those pictures are forever. Like they will never die.
100%, 100%. I agree with you, 100%.
Like they will never die, bro. So just to kind of go back to the conversation of support, you touched on like how people show you support. Is there a way that you want people to like show up for you?
I don't know until I do my gallery shot. In life, I always expect the unexpected. Trust me. I don't know. Anyhow you support me is accepted.
Is
Anyhow,
accepted.
like, yeah, it's accepted. Because I can't tell you how I want to be supported, then it becomes like very kind of like fake love, or you forcing it. You feel me? I feel like support should be free, bro. However you do it, it's even if you call me and it'd be like, yo, APM, how are you? It's a form of support for me. I love it. Like, I cherish it. I'm not gonna take anything for granted. No.
That's
Yeah, I can't tell
Is
people how.
it's just however they show up for you is
Yeah,
appreciated.
however they show up, man. Cause however they show up. Cause I'm trying to even do a gallery show. And
Tell us more.
I don't know if you show up, you show up. If you don't,
Tell us
I
more about this gallery show. What's the
oh,
gallery show?
it's gonna be in
And
three
where do we get
parts, right?
tickets? Like, tell us the how much the tickets? Like, what's the date
I don't. I
today?
think I want to do it for like it's gonna be open. It's gonna be for free. I'm thinking about that. Me, I was on the phone with one of my friends, and then they helping me to put everything together. But yeah, it's gonna be called Beyond Greatness because I titled this year Beyond Greatness, and so far
I
so
saw
good.
that.
It's like crazy. So we call it a Jordan year. But yeah, the gallery show is gonna be titled Beyond Greatness, but it's gonna have subtitles like Black Is Not For Sale and Black Is Not For Sale and Stolen From The Gold Coast. Yes, and then
This is
no, Hopes and
exclusive. I hope
Dreams.
y'all are listening.
Stolen from the Gold Coast would be like 2024, but Hopes and Dreams, and then Black Is Not For Sale and Beyond Greatness. So I already have, you know, the work, everything has been done. The documentaries has been shot, edited. I'm done with everything. I have the narration being done by another artist, and he's like, yeah, he's part of the whole project because after editing, I was like, yo, I need somebody who can actually narrate what I just did. And then I had to go back and forth with him. So it took us a year to do that. And then the next one, I'm gonna have Rhyme Slow on it. She's an amazing Amazing, amazing poet. So I'm still on that. I'm done editing, but like I'm still on like, trying to fine-tune a lot of things when it comes to my project. Cause I'm always hard on my project. For other stuff, I'm hard on it, but like I feel like everybody goes like it's so dope. But
We're always hard on ourselves when we care about something.
yes,
Like
for
when
my
you
own
care about
project.
something, you're hard on yourself because
Yeah, so
you know where you want it to go.
yeah, but it's fire so far. I don't mind sharing the link with you, and then you can watch it and
And
tell me what you think.
yes.
I'm gonna have a private like viewing or private screening, and invite a few people to come watch it before I even drop it
To
to
the
the world.
world. This
Yeah.
is amazing. So
So
this
yeah,
is.
it's dope, man. Trust
So
me.
look out for
I
that. It's 2023,
think I have.
2024.
I want to show you one picture from the. Let me see. Let's see if I can share.
So let us
Let me
see what we can get a little take. This is an exclusive, y'all. I hope y'all are listening. Pretty soon you won't be able to book him all.
It's funny.
You won't be able
Yeah,
to book
so
him.
this is I don't know if you can see it.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
Oh, is that a little? Is that a little white?
Yeah, I think I posted it. I posted it one time.
I see it.
Yeah. So I posted it
Oh.
one time. Yeah, so this is Beyond Greatness. And there's another picture I took in Jamaica, and
I think I remember when you took that trip.
yes,
I'm not a stalker, y'all. I promise. I just keep
and
up. I keep
and
up
yo,
with things.
thanks to
I
Stoneboy.
keep up with things.
Stoneboy took me on that trip, and that trip just blessed me with another like amazing picture. And I think that picture probably I'll sell it for a lot of money because
I was gonna even ask, like, in this gallery, like, would the pieces be like for sale, or is it just purely for the art form?
it's gonna be for sale. I already give some pieces out, like some people already requested for some pieces, so I'm gonna give that one out with the certificate of authentication. And yes, I don't it's not even about the money right now. It's to tell the story and to be like to motivate other people. Like most of the time I'm thinking about the legacy I want to leave. So it's not about the money. Like the money is gonna come. When you see the work, you're gonna go like, okay, I'm gonna pay 20,000 for this, 30,000 for this. Because the stories are powerful. I just want the world to see it. It's just talking about it, I get goosebumps because it's just, I don't have words to describe it. It's my work. I took those pictures, but I look at it with a different eye, like, and I
It's beyond words. I know.
yeah,
I
I
know.
don't know.
When you start something and you see it and you see it come to fruition. That was me with this podcast for years. So I can feel you. I mean, definitely not on that scale because that's monumentous, but I
Yeah.
definitely can understand.
Yeah, 'cause I see what you're doing. I like it actually. Like I see the song of the
The song of the
day.
days. Yeah, I was on the phone with my sister. I'm telling you, that girl is in my life a
Yeah.
lot for a lot of
Yes,
big
yes. And
things.
your sister is a very good friend of mine. Like
Yeah.
we talk a lot. We talk about deep stuff. So yeah,
She
sometimes I
speaks
don't
very
agree with
highly of
her,
you.
but yeah, I just you know what I'm saying? I don't want to go, you can't argue with a woman. A woman is
Oh
not
no,
going
don't
to
argue with Alma. You cannot. Don't
Nah,
argue with
a
that
woman is a,
girl.
even women in the world, don't argue with them, just let them
Just
win.
say yes, babes, and move
Yes,
on.
that's it.
Just
That's it.
say yes, babes, and
I
move on.
agree. I agree. I don't
This one,
know.
he's smart too. Follow
Yeah.
him. But no, like I was on the phone with her and I was like, the song of the day thing, I used to do it like on my Instagram story just in general. So like if I was listening to something and a lot of people would tell me, especially working with Ajakoma, I got to know a lot of newer artists coming up. So I would listen to them as if I was listening to someone like Wizkid, or if I was listening to King Promise, or if I was listening to Drake, or if I, you know what I'm saying? So I would listen to them like on that type of scale. So I would post it. And, I was on the phone with her and I was just kind of like, I think like I'm on the phone as I'm on Canva, like creating the designs. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. Like, I'm gonna just do it. So I started doing it. And immediately, like the response I got was like huge. And like I said, I don't like being perceived, right? Like I enjoy going places and just walking about and, whatever.
Minding your
But
business.
you know what I'm saying? Like, from where I feel like God want to take me, I have to be able to be comfortable with me being out there. And this is like a first step. So with my podcast, it was like my first passion project. It started in 2020 of March, like right before the pandemic hit. And
Wow.
it was going good, but like that vision wasn't what I wanted to do anymore. So for a long time, I was like uninspired. And then last year, I revamped it. I changed the name, I changed the premise, and I love this even more. But then, like, I got discouraged because a lot of people came up with podcasts. And, our people, we don't like people with podcasts no more because they just kind of come
Yeah.
on and say nonsense. Like, if I hear another person talk about who paid a bill on a date, I'm going to scream. It's enough. Let's
Yeah.
relax.
I agree with you, and I don't jump on anybody's podcast. I don't do a lot of interviews because I'm
I
super raw.
know. That's why
If
this
my
meant a lot. Yeah.
energy doesn't suit well with whatever is going on, I just walk out of the room, and then people don't even know who I am sometimes. I like to go walk into a room and then nobody knows who I am. I'm comfortable with that. But like with podcasts and stuff, it's become so cliche, if I may say, because all what they're talking about is sex and some other stuff that I don't even want to discuss. Like, and it makes no sense. So I feel like this, talking about real life, real people's story and stuff, yeah, it makes sense. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? Talking
Thank
to
you.
no, yeah.
I appreciate it. No, I really do. And I really love who loves me and who supports me. If that makes sense. So
100%, 100%.
like when I started this, I was like, it's kind of little love letters to like my teenage self also. So things like if I was raising a teenager, like if I was raising little Jazz, these are things I would tell her like I learned along the way. And that's kind of what I do. And it's very specific, but at the same time, I feel like it can fit anybody. So like something like this, and I also go based off of real life things I talk with my friends. So like when we talk about support, so the reason I asked you is because someone like, for example, Ajacoma. She's a beautiful young lady that I work with. If you haven't streamed her A Diva's Manifesto, stream it. If you haven't listened to her new song, you can count on me. Listen to it. She has a short film coming out. Make sure you guys tune into that. You know what I'm saying? Big things, big things. But we were talking about it. She's someone who she's like, if you can show up for her, like physically, like that's how she wants it. Like you coming to watch her perform, you coming to watch her sing, you coming if she's hosting something. Like that's, of course, she's not gonna be mad at you if you can't come. That's not what it is. But like, that's for her, like showing up is her. Me, I'm like, I'm a words of affirmation person. So like for you to kind of like what you said, if you call me or you text me like, yo, I love this. Like, I love what you're doing. I love how you know what I'm saying? There's this girl. I actually never actually met her, but I followed her after the Questy Arthur concert because she did like a reel, like a recap of it, and I thought it was cool. So I followed her. She does it for different her name is Alice, and she follows, or her Instagram name is something Alice. So I'm assuming her name is Alice.
Yeah,
And so,
can you send it to me so that maybe I learn something? I don't
yeah,
know.
it was cool. Like, and she's not like real like. Let me do it now before I forget. But yeah, like it was like she does these like concert recaps and it's cool. And I think she I don't know what else she does, but it's cool. And every time I post a thing, like a song of the day, like she'll repost it and then she'll add like her own little like caption to it. And
That's
she
all.
messaged me yesterday and she was just like, I love what you're doing, don't ever stop. And I wanted to cry. I'm a little baby. I wanted to cry because I was just like, this girl don't even know me from nowhere. And it's just like continuous like love and support. And that's for me, it's like when someone tells me like, yo, this is cool, or like on TikTok, like I do it on TikTok also, and I've had people ask me to like playlist the songs. Like I don't have a playlist of the songs, I just kind of post them. I've had like three or four people now ask me if I playlist, and like people will be like, oh, like that to me, that's love. Like when you like you don't people don't even know what they're saying, they're just probably just saying it. And it's just like, oh, like this is cool. I'm gonna let her know this is cool. But to me, it means everything because it means like you're watching and you're looking at it. Like for APM, you to tell me like, yo, like I love what you're doing. This is cool. Like that means so much because it's just like, okay, someone took the time and they actually care. And they're like, you know what? I'm gonna tell her that this is cool. And it's just like when I have those moments of like like people even care about this? Like, do you even like the songs? Like, what's da da da? And then you have that one person who's just kind of like, yo, this is really cool. I love this. I never heard of this song. Or thank you for like when I was doing like the Ghana, the whole month of March is like all Ghana music. Like people are telling me, oh, like I even forgot about this song. Like when I bring like the old school ones, they're like,
That's
I
dope.
yeah, like they're just like, oh, I even
That's
forgot
dope.
about this.
I
Like.
love that. I was following too, though. I was following, and actually, some of these artists, I met some of them, and yeah, I'm still friends with some. Like, yo,
Yeah.
yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I saw all that. I love it.
And
I
it's just,
love
it's
it.
so like, and that's, and honestly, to even go back to what I was saying about not wanting to be a fan, love who honors it.
100%.
Like, if you are someone, like my shout out to my cousin Nina, she had a YouTube channel for years. And she would do like, she was actually the person who really got me into Ghana music for real, for real. Like, I always listened, but I was like, I was listening to like, cause you know, I was listening to what my parents were listening to. So it was like High Life, Hit Life. Like, it wasn't a lot of like current artists. So like, she put me onto Questy Arthur. She put me onto Kitty. She put me onto King Promise. Like, I listened to Stone Boy, but it was because of my cousins. But like, she put me onto a lot of like, got like Asaka, like you know what I'm saying? Like she put me onto like a lot of like Kumerica, like she put me on to a lot of like Ghana music. So now like I find them on my own, but it's because of her, because she was so like, that's how she didn't have like, she doesn't have like clout or anything like that, but that's how she would show her love. And she was very like, she always would say like she'd make it a point, because she's like, I'ma hear Wizkid anywhere. I'ma hear Burna anywhere. Like I don't have to go searching for the new Burna song because I'ma hear it. She's like, but I'm not gonna hear like the new Questy Arthur joint unless I go and I make sure that I listen to it. So that was
That's
her thing.
facts.
Exactly. That was her thing. So like she was very keen on learning and listening to Ghanaian artists and promoting them. Like that was very something that was very important to her. So because of her, that's what got me into it. And then during COVID, when I was a sophomore in college. I just graduated, but I was a sophomore in college trying to figure out what I wanted to do. I had just changed my major. I was confused. And it was because of the people I met on Clubhouse that really pushed me into that direction. And then being outside and seeing all of you, like photographers and singers, I'm just like, wow, New York City got a lot of y'all. Like,
Yeah,
I'm just like,
that's fact, though.
I'm like, where'd y'all been hiding? Like, you know? So just like, and you know, that's what shows me like someone like Kay William, another one, my brother, love him. He's someone who we even go out of his own way sometimes to make sure that he supports who he's very big on stuff like that. So it's like he was the one who forced me to start my podcast again, actually. And he was the one who forced me to do it again, because he was like, we need stuff like this. We don't have this in America, and da, da, da. We don't have this in this area. Da, da. So it's just like, okay, all these people are telling me this, Jazz, you gotta get out of your own head. Let's go. Let's work. Let's do it. And since then, for the past, especially since like I said 2023, I was driving. When it hit midnight, actually, I was driving and I just felt like a spirit, like a presence over me. And it was like a warm, it was like apprehensive, but in a good way. And I was just kind of like, 2023 is finally going to be the year. Cause you know, everybody says like, oh, this is my year, this is my year. And like, it's cute, but there's no action. And it's just like, nah, this is the year where I start to put stuff in motion. And so far, we almost at the end of the first quarter, we doing good. Like, we're
Yeah,
doing
we are about
good.
to be in the first quarter, like end of yeah, end of the first
We're at the
quarter.
end
This
of
is the
first
third
quarter, about to be
month.
the second quarter. Like, we doing good. Like, you know, first quarter was for planning and preparation and stuff like that. Like, we about to be in the second quarter of the year. Like, 2 weeks of March is over. Like,
Yes, 100%.
you know what I'm saying? Then we
It's
start.
over. It's over already. Like it's done.
People already have their June calendars or their May calendars already filled. Like, things
Nah,
are
okay.
moving, and they're
Excuse
moving in
me.
a
I
good
think
direction.
that's me though. My June
Oh,
calendar's
you? Yeah, I already knew. You have to book him for next March. Don't move south.
Yeah, but I heard what you said, and then you were asking me about like the support stuff, and then for me, I feel like I don't know. I feel like my purpose on this earth is to tell stories and to motivate other people. I've been suicidal before, and yeah, like a lot of things about me, when people see me, they go like, "Oh, this guy." But a lot of things about me, it just didn't happen by accident.
It was a journey.
It was a journey. Yeah, it was a journey. And then shout out to my granddad, my mom's, and few people in my life,
Shout out to
because
Granddaddy APM. Shout out to
yeah,
Mommy APM.
Killer, we call him Killer. So yeah,
Killer.
shout out to Killer. Yeah, everything I do is with a purpose, and it's always like I'm on a mission to inspire other people with my work. Because most of the time I get DMs from different people, photographers from Ghana, Iraq,
Iraq tone, wow.
India, yeah, India, some other countries like Brazil. There's a whole lot of different places. And then this is how I help out, or I support other people's craft, because it's not easy. Growing up in Ghana doing photography is hard. You can't even buy lenses because you got to buy them in dollars. Like, it's the same amount. Presets, you can't get presets anywhere. You got to buy them online, probably in dollars too. And then if $32 is like 300 Ghana cedis, 400, 500 Ghana cedis, sometimes some of this preset, the person selling the preset wants to sell it just to his American-based consumers, so or customers. And somebody in Ghana wants to buy the same thing for the same amount for $120, $200, $300. They can't afford it. That's somebody starting photography. And then you go like, oh shit, I'm in a third world country. How can I even pay for this shit? I don't get paid. Even my monthly salary is not even up to that amount. So I started developing like preset and giving them out for free to people from different countries. And then I developed, I think, about 110 presets, and I was giving it around. Anybody who hit me up, I just share it. Like, yo, have this, use this. It's gonna give you like the base tone, the cinema tone looking, color, fine-tune your work. And then you can start playing with colors, your saturations, and then your mid-tones and all that stuff from there. And then you've come up with something great. So for me, that's all I was doing. That's how I support it. I feel like God has blessed
I
me
was gonna
now.
say that's really amazing.
Yeah, so I'm doing, like, my DMs be looking crazy. And sometimes I know people do screenshot their DMs and then they post it. It's hard for me to do that. I do that sometimes, and let me stop, because it's hard. It's like somebody DMing you is like telling you how they truly feel. So is that is between us,
That's
you
for
know what I'm
you and your
saying?
heart.
Yeah, that's between us. I can't post it to the world, nah. Unless I ask them and then they go like, oh, you can post it. I'm like, all right, cool, I'm gonna post it. But yeah, I've had a lot of crazy DMs. For me, support is key. But I feel like God is already blessing me. I'm alive, man. I've been
God is the
suicidal.
plug.
Yes, I've been suicidal before. So what more support do I need, man? You know what I'm saying? I'm here. I'm being supported by God. So what I can do is support other people or help other people with the crap. And sometimes people DM me like, yo, you really motivate me. I'm really, trying to get back into photography. What should I do? And then we talk for hours. I don't know some people, I don't know them, but we always talk every day. It's
That's
crazy.
really, and you know what it's like to go from a dark place to understand where you're supposed to be.
And some of these things that I'm saying here, I don't think I've ever said it to people. No, I don't know.
I appreciate it. No, because it's
Yeah.
like, it's in a world and in an environment where being different or having or knowing where you're supposed to be isn't celebrated, it can take a toll on you.
100%.
Like when you're not being celebrated or when you feel like what you're doing, like it doesn't make sense. There's not a necessity to it. That can take a toll on you because you're fighting within yourself. You're like, am I supposed to be doing this or is it just because I want to do it? Or am I supposed to do it? Like, and am I willing to take the necessary sacrifices to do it? And that's where a lot of people fall short. It's not
I
about,
agree.
it's not about not wanting to follow your dreams. It's like, are you willing to do the necessary steps to take it? Are you willing to Work for free? Are you willing to talk into the abyss for 6 months when nobody's listening or you feel like nobody's watching? Are you willing to, maybe you can't get to, record at MSG, but are you willing to do festivals, like small festivals for, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you willing to do stuff like that? Like, are you willing to be somebody's apprentice? Like, are you willing to learn this skill that's hard to learn? I hate editing. I don't know how to edit videos. Like, I was
I love everything that comes with this job. I love everything. I don't hate anything that comes
And
with
that's how you know you truly love it. Like me, editing is hard. Like I'm just like
It's not hard. It's
the editing
the
videos. I downloaded CapCut because I don't have like a Mac or anything like that. So I downloaded CapCut on my iPad, and I'm just looking. And CapCut is free. Like they have a lot of free video editing, whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, and I'm just like, there's so much stuff on here. Like what is this? What's going on? What am I gonna do with all this? Like this is too much. But then I'm like, no, I'm gonna play with it, and I'm gonna learn how to use it, and I'm gonna learn how to use different templates, and I'm gonna learn how to, because the more and more you learn how to do different skills, and the more you're willing to, like, I bought a new microphone. I have two microphones. I'm talking to you on a microphone. I don't know if it's gonna mess up the sound, but I bought this one here. I have
Yeah,
another
that's why your sound is so crisp. I
Yeah,
like it.
I have another microphone. Let me see if I can find it. Okay, yeah. I have this microphone here. I bought this one from Amazon. I have this microphone,
Oh,
it
the
has a
lapel
little
mics, right?
piece. Yes, I have the two mics to put it on here. This is for when I'm recording on my phone. When like I invested that. When I get enough money, I'm saving money for a laptop, a camera, a proper like setup.
Nice.
So it's like,
You know what? It's funny how like, I like how you're going about your journey and stuff. And I put you document every single thing that happens. Like you have a diary for it,
I do.
because
I
most of the
definitely
time,
do.
yeah, most of the time we forget. We find ourselves in a space whereby we forget to even document ourselves. So for me, I document myself sometimes. Like I have my camera behind me, and then Mo be taking a few shots of me while I'm working
Shout out
and
to
stuff.
Mo.
Yeah, shout out to Mo and Jorge. That's my team. Like my core team we are not more than six. We're probably five, including me. This is my core team. And when you see APM anywhere, I always say it's not just me, it's a whole
It's a
collective.
collective.
And how my journey started, you go like, wow, this guy really came from a crazy place. I could have given up so many times. So I can hear your story and I'm like, yo, I can relate it to mine, because my first gig I got paid $50. And even my Uber was more than
More than
$50.
the gig.
Yeah, more than $50. And then getting more treated is one of those things you have to deal with it. And then you have to let people eat their words later. And later when they see you, they'll be like, oh shit, now he's on the rise, or he's bigger than me.
One
And
day I'ma tell my story for real about this kind of stuff,
he
and not in a way like when I stop being angry about it, then I'll tell it. Like,
no, don't be. I'll say anger opens the door for a lot more damage to happen.
yeah.
I don't get angry. I probably get angry twice a year. I don't let anger, anger is always a distraction. And always I tell people this: don't chase your dreams. Live your dreams, bro. Live in your dreams. Feel like you are what you want to be, and trust me, you're gonna be that, because the universe takes the shape of whatever we think. You know what I'm saying? So
Confirmation, something, something.
yes, I want to be the greatest director. I want to be the greatest to ever touch a camera, and it's happening. I don't care whatever anybody else is saying. You can be the best Photoshop guy. I don't care, bro. I'm saying this all out of like humbleness. Like I'm the
You
I
can be
don't
humble and still be proud of yourself.
have I'm modest about everything, and I'm saying like I'm the best ever. I don't. You can go and fly over the moon. Please. I'm not in competition with nobody. It's just me and me
You and
alone.
you.
So yeah, so I can say that, and it's not wrong for you to have self-confidence. You know what I'm saying? Just leave your dreams. Don't chase your dreams. Leave it. If you're chasing it, that means it doesn't want to be, it's not for you. You know what I'm saying? So leave your dreams and then your journey, you got to just document it. I feel like a lot of creatives only focus on the cloud and not actually serving their purpose. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Some have a purpose of doing what, like photography and videography. They want to chase the women and, oh yeah, I'm this, I'm that. But for us, we trying to tell stories. For me, especially, I can speak for me. I'm trying to tell a story. I'm trying to document my story. I'm trying to leave a legacy. That's just it.
And you're doing it like with Love Her Melanin. I want it to become, this is actually the first time I'm saying this out loud. I want it to be like more than just a podcast people listen to. I want it to grow into like, I want to do workshops. I want to do events. I want to host, because sometimes with like women centered events or like when women host certain kind of like positivity, whatever, but it tends to be run by like a lot of mean girls who try to do stuff like that, and that's not what I'm here for. I want it
I'm
to be
happy you
like,
said that though.
yeah,
There's
that's not what I'm
a
here
bunch of
for.
mean girls here.
Yeah, there could be
It's
mean girls
facts.
trying to, and I'm not trying, that's, I'm not here for that. Like, I don't like, I was bullied in high school. That's not, I don't want to portray, that's not cute. Like, I want it to be used, people to use it in like lectures. I want people to use it in like academic settings. I want people to use it in non-academic settings, but still use, like, I want to become like a source for people. Like, you know how like you cite a textbook or you cite someone? Like, that's what I want Love Her Melanin to be. Like, I want it to be bigger than just, and I know I have to take a lot of steps to get there, but that's what I want this to
But
be.
you're already taking the steps because it just started with one step and then you already took that step and then you're on probably on your 10th step. So yes, of course, like you're gonna get there. You're gonna get there. It's just you gotta stay focused.
Stay
There's
focused,
a
stay
lot of
consistent.
distraction on the way going up, but
You gotta pray too. Like, people really around you are witches. Like, I saw this video. I saw this, people are demon, people are witches. Like, I see this video of some lady getting married, and some woman behind her is doing like the, I don't know, say a juju, say a dango. Like, she puts some type of, like,
I
it
don't
looks like she's
believe
trying
in
to put
that though,
a
but
hex
like,
on her. I don't know what it is. And the cameraman saw her and, like, pushed the woman out the way because she put, like, a napkin over her head and she pushed the woman out the way. But I'm saying, like, not even demons, even if you don't believe in witches in that sense, like, people will actively work against you.
100%, I agree. And
This woman, go
it
ahead.
happens in this photography world. And I see that every day. I see that my name get, canceled out of like from getting all access pass to like not even able to have my camera. So, one day, like part of my story, I can't say everything no,
Yeah,
like
we need to,
right
yeah,
here.
you gotta get
Yeah, part of my
your,
story is gonna be told like somewhere like, in my own documentary. And then yeah, it's kind of crazy, but all that motivates you to do what you want to do and be in your on your path like to greatness, because it's not gonna come easy. You're gonna see all this type of shit and then you're gonna deal with it one way or the other, but it depends on how you bounce back. Are you gonna just be soft and let it go? Because if you wake up in the morning, 99% of the job has been done. God has given you,
God has done 90% of it.
yeah, 99%. The 1% is just for you to just get the fuck up and go, just
And go to work.
yeah, go kill it. So there's no excuse. There's no excuse, man.
You gotta
So
get it, man.
don't even worry about
The
the
Wahala.
witches and the, oh bro, that's a standout.
Don't worry about the Wahala, because people are witches, you know. They will actively work against you. You can't work, you have to make sure, and you have to be very discerning about
It
certain things.
happened.
Like me, I have a tendency to get very excited. So I have to learn to
Oh
go at it.
yeah. Even me, when I'm super excited, I'm kind of quiet.
You
I'm
gotta get
not like,
quiet.
yeah, like yeah. Yeah, when I'm super excited, I'm just kind of quiet, very quiet. Very, very quiet. And shout out to everybody who has been in my life and then playing their roles.
Shout out
And
to you all.
yeah, because yeah, this year is actually beyond greatness, because I've achieved everything
So
I
far, and
wanted.
it's only March.
Yeah, it's only March, but I've already done everything I ever dream about in like a month, in just January. February was light work, but I've achieved everything. Trust me, I've been on everything. I've been on everything. Like, so I always tell people, like, with you and your journey, I love what you're doing and I see where it's gonna go. It's just gonna get bigger from here. So you gotta be prepared mentally for what is about to happen. Because you can't tell. Always expect the unexpected. People might switch up, people might piss you off, but it's how you handle it. And that's when you realize that, oh, I'm getting too much here. I'm not even shook about this. I expected it to happen. And yeah, you're gonna get there. People say shit, people do shit, people bring their juju in there. But sometimes they forget our village is further than their village,
You
bro.
know what I'm saying?
When our village
Please,
foul, we where we come from,
go far
yeah.
past whatever wahala you want to come and do
Hamatan.
to me.
We be the
Please.
ice age, you know. We
Please.
be that. But
That
yeah.
wahala that you're trying to do, you think I've never seen before?
Yeah, bro. So it is what it is. Like, yeah. So just keep going. Don't look back. Trust me.
Yeah, I've taken that step and that leap, and honestly, I'm sure God has told me for years now, and I was just afraid. And now I'm just like, I have the focus. I have no more excuses. I have the support. I have the love. And that's why I'm just like, and I feel like you shouldn't be silly. Don't be stupid. But if you lead with a pure heart and pure intentions, it will never be in vain. Just you have to be careful who and what you do it to. And that's why we're talking about support now, because APM brought a new perspective. It's like, just love out loud. And if people think you're weird, then that's just what it is. And I'm gonna take that now. 'Cause there's parts of me that I'm kind of like, I'd be afraid to kind of like do a lot. 'Cause I'm just like, I don't want nobody like, ew, who is Jazz? Who's that? What is she doing? She always got somebody that block it out because you're gonna
If you
hate
want
me.
to put me on this stuff like 10 times, if there's any question you want to, bro, listen, I'm always I'm I
And
have
I always see
a
like APM is well, I don't always see APM, but if I'm
very
like at like a concert or something, like I see APM and
yeah
I go up and it's like that's why I always go up to you and I'm like, hi, because I don't feel like, well, he gonna think I'm weird. Like I just say,
but you know the
hey.
funny thing, I always see you first though.
Really?
I always see you first. Sometimes
Really?
I text your sister and I'm like, I just saw your sister over here.
Really? Now she
Yeah, I
recording
always
you.
see you first,
That's
and
why
I.
that no, you're the reason why she always thinks I'm outside. It's you. Because she always thinks
Yeah.
I'm outside doing something bad. It's
Nah,
your
but like
fault.
I see you first and I walk up to you. So every time you see me, I already saw you.
Wow. I can't
I'm
even
just
keep in touch
in
with
the
you.
area for you to just okay, all right, cool, he's here. But I always see you first, and then yeah, and keep doing what you're doing, man. Don't stop. Trust me, don't stop. Support, you might not get all the support you want in this world, like until you get there. Like,
And that's the truth.
yeah, people don't see the hustle, they see the celebration, the glamour, they see all that. But yeah, APM came a long way from Nima to America, and yeah, so you
2, 3, 3, 2,
can't
three,
show me much.
four. What is it? What is the other ones? What are the other area
I don't know, but
codes?
area code is APM
Area
world.
code.
APM world. Yeah,
Area
so
code APM. That's the area
that's
code.
it. That's it.
Period.
So yeah.
Dial APM if you want to get in contact with me. But yeah, just before we close out, it has been a wonderful, wonderful time talking to you as always. If you want, I know you mentioned your gallery. Is there anything else you want people to look for, or people where people can find you, interact
We
with
are
you,
everywhere worldwide. If you
everywhere worldwide?
I'm gonna be in some few countries. So when you see it changes, when you see, when I post them in it, just hit me up, man. I don't mind sitting down having lunch. I don't mind talking though. Sometimes like talking is like therapy for me. So I don't mind. Yeah, because as artists, most of us end up doing drugs and alcohol and shit, and some of us we don't do that. So therapy is like us talking. That's therapy for us. So invite me anywhere, I'll show up. If it's not a crazy
Same in
party,
Guadeloupe somewhere. Tell him you want to go grab lunch.
yes, yeah, quick. Cool. Me, I like food. I
We
like
like
food.
food. That's an African man right there.
Yeah,
That's an
100%. But we
African
don't
man.
eat a lot too. We just like the smell and the environment. That's it.
That's the
Yeah,
fact.
we drink apple juice and then we go home. Yeah, so please hit me up. Yeah, I don't
Apple
expect people to
juice.
look out for anything or
Yeah.
just hit
Make
us up.
sure.
Yeah, let's eat, let's talk, let's vibe,
Let's
let's
figure out
come.
how we could bring our stories
100%.
to light. Follow him everywhere, APM World. Make sure
APM
you look
World,
out
man.
for
On Instagram,
on
APM
Instagram.
Worldwide on Twitter.
Yes. And make sure you follow. Make sure you we talk about support. We complain a lot about support. We complain about who shows us love and who doesn't. Let's pour our energies into those who we do love. And we just hope that they reciprocate that love. If they don't, they don't. You just show your love. You pure hearted, you move with good intentions. Make sure that you look out for his gallery that he is having either sometime this year or next year, you said?
This year for sure. We've been
This year for sure.
postponing it since 2019.
Hey.
But this year, it was happening.
Yeah, so make sure you look out for that. I'm excited for the tickets. I love going to stuff like that. So I will be buying a ticket, or even if it's free, I will be getting a ticket. I'll be there regardless. I'll bring my sister with me too. I'll drag her to the East Coast. But make sure you show love. Make sure you follow us at Love Her Melanin Podcast on Instagram. If you are watching us on YouTube, make sure to subscribe, give me a like and a comment. Let me know what you think. If you are listening on any of the podcast platforms, give us a 5-star rating or whatever rating you feel like it. 5 stars is preferable, but you know, you do you. And let me know what you think. Write a review. And yeah, show this is about support. This is the year where we're moving with love. We're not focusing on looking like a dick rider. We're not focusing on looking like a fan. If you feel like you're doing a lot and is you just feel like you feel weird, then you still you show your love, but you just take a step back. All right.
Yes, madam.
Say bye to the people.